How did he know what was said before him? Say it. Spirit. Did he know it in his mind? No. And if you don't believe it, I gave you two scriptures that said his mind was all messed up. I'm talking about Jesus Christ now. And theologians don't want to believe this because they don't want to believe that Jesus Christ's mind was anything ever less than all the way. But I want you to know he desired very strongly to stay alive. He desired very strongly to not go through that experience. Okay? Now we'll go just a minute to bringing the sons to glory. 9:2-9.
You want to start where I left off?
We got to do it all over again.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
All right. Turn to the one next to you and say, he is bringing many sons to glory. Turn to the one next to you and say, he is bringing many sons to glory. Turn to that one and tell you, he's bringing many sons to glory. How many know where I'm headed? How many know where I'm headed? He is bringing many sons to glory. What lessons have you heard me teach over and over again? It's Jesus in the heart, salvation of the Spirit. Holy Ghost in the head, salvation of the soul. When the glory of God the Father inhabits these in physical bodies, then you're manifest as a son of God. Until that time, you're not a manifest son of God. You're paideon, paies, or technon. Paideon, paies, or technon. That's another lesson. That's a two-hour lesson. But you're not a huios. These are four Greek words for son. And, well, I'll tell you. Paideon is an infant. Paies, a child. Technon, a teenager. And the Bible says we're teenagers right now. And the only way that you'll ever know whether you're a manifest son of God is to be led by the Spirit, not by the law. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the huios of God, not those who are led by the law. Now, the church has taught you to be led by the law because they can keep track of you. And that's the reason you're dying. Did you understand what I said then? The reason you're dying is because you're under the law. As whoever's led by the Spirit of God just cannot die. There is no way to die being led by the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God led Jesus to die, and that's over and it's finished. That job is done. Now, the thing that's going to kill you is the law. And if you don't believe it, when the law came, sin revived, and I died. Oh, death, where the victory is graver than the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. And it's the law that's going to kill you, and it's the law that's, and the guys down at the bar aren't going to kill you. It's the preachers who do. And if you don't believe that, it's the self-condemnation that comes upon you that sends your glands and gets you all mixed up. And that self-condemnation, or the condemnation of others that came upon you, did not come through Jesus Christ. It came through Moses, through the preachers. And that's what kills you. That's what makes you sick. And only those that are led by the Holy Ghost, they're going to live, because they're going to do what the Holy Spirit says. Now, they're not going to purposely disobey the law. And I'm going to say one other thing. If your desire is to be led of the Spirit, you're right. If your desire is to be led out of the law, you're wrong. Did you catch that? If your goal is to get out of the law, you're wrong. Because you need the law to be a schoolmaster to bring you to the anointing. Christ says, but that means anointing. But as soon as you have the schoolmaster and you've got your diploma, then you need the Spirit to lead you. And the Spirit can lead you to have supper with the Italians. Now, instead of laughing, I'm going to say, have supper with the Italians. And when I say with the Italians, go like this. Because that's against the...
Whoa.
All right. And the Spirit can lead you to have supper with the Italians. Thank you. That's it. Now, say to the one next to you, that's against the... Say it.
That's against the...
All right. And, of course, it's kind of funny now, but... Especially since we've had pizza, Strombolians. Okay, let this mind be in you. Oh, I'll keep reading just a little bit. Yeah, all right.
For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power, the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Did you know why you're under bondage?
Yeah.
Say it.
It says fear of death. Fear of death.
That's not the end of it, is it? Keep going.
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted.
Are you tempted to ask God to change your script? Raise your hands. Lord, forgive the others who won't raise their hands. We're all tempted to ask God to change our script. And he understands it. Somebody praise the Lord. He's been through it. He knows what it's about. But because he got through it, we're going to have to get through it. And we're going to have to say, nonetheless, not my, but thy will be done. Now when we're speaking of thy will, we're speaking of the will that's written in the heart. Because I'm going to write my laws in their hearts in these days. Not the head, but the heart. It's either a heart religion or a head religion. The Jews had a head religion. We got a heart one. And because of that, you know in your heart your destiny. But in your head, you say, no, I don't want it. Because the volume of the book was written over 6,000 years ago. But you see, Art, 6,000 years ago, you and I sat at the great round table in the sky.
Praise God.
6,000 years ago, there was a day that we presented ourselves before God. At least 6,000 years ago, we were there when the morning star shouted for joy. But you see, Artith, I can't remember it. But then, I wasn't there in my soul memory. I was there in my heart-spirit memory. And when my soul, that wants all these things that I can see or smell, simultaneous appeal, when I get that out of the way, then I can remember it. And then I know that I'm an eternal person sent here by God for His purpose. And then I realize I'm not a mistake. Then I realize that I'm not even a mistake starting to happen. And then I realize that God sent me here for His purpose, and that's when I realize that nothing can stand against us. Neither height nor depth nor anything formed can keep me from that love that has got me here to do His purpose. For lo, I've come to do Thy will, O Lord. It's written about me. Did you hear me now? Me and about you, Artith, Mavis. Do you understand what I'm saying now? You were written in a book.
Yes. Amen.
Then the next thing I'm going to tell you is even harder. Tom?
Hello?
Tom, you and I were there. And you agreed to your script. And you know it. You know it. Now, your head doesn't tell it. What happens? Something in here called the unction. And that's you're saying, Tom is saying Dave is right. You understand what I'm saying now? Tom is saying, that man's right. You agreed to your script. And I agreed to my script. And I looked over your shoulder and I began to read your script and I laughed. I said, oh, you agreed to that? And then Tom looked over my shoulder and he said, yeah, but look what you're agreeing to. So we laughed and we had a good time. And then we were sent. We were sent. Did you hear me, Tom? We were sent. We're sent ones. We're sent ones. Do you understand what I'm saying now? We're dispatched. We're not accidents. Now, we have been living our lives as though we were sent on this world to meet our needs. Come on. But when we get out of our mind and into the Spirit, we begin to realize that's not why we're here. I'm not here to use my see here, smell, taste, and feel to meet my needs. I've been given those talents to meet someone else's needs. And I discovered something about life when I'm using my talents to meet other people's needs, I'm happiest. And when I do it genuinely, I'm rewarded best. But not by the person whose needs I have met. But by God, who bottom lines it. Now, John says, in other words, he says, in God's economy. You've heard him say it, time and time, in God's economy. That's what he's talking about. In God's economy, you get your reward, even though it may not come from the one whose need you met. In other words, we can't send bills. Right. Okay. If that made sense, then let's go. Did you get to verse 18 yet? All right, let's go on. Give me Philippians 2, and that'll hopefully get the introduction finished.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
You can strike that verse out of your Bible because that's heresy. Just write on your margin, heresy, and strike that verse out Don't believe it. The church doesn't want you to believe that. We don't want you to believe that. Just don't pay attention to that verse. Cut it out. Mark it out. Get a big black marker. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Oh, no. Oh, no. Surely not. Well, if you're going to believe it, you're going to have to act it. Is that right? If you're going to let this mind be in you, and what's that mind? Who thought it not? Say it. Keep going. Now, did I tell you Yahweh Elohim? Psalm 83, verse 6. Children of El Elyon. Another place it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou hast visited him, for thou hast made him a little lower than El Elyon. Or Elohim in this case. Elohim. And this says, thought it not robbery to think that his father was God. How many know that was the charge against him? Well, that's exactly what I'm teaching you. Your father is, but not in your soul. You got a dumb head. And not in your body. I've looked you over. I hope none of these bodies rule and reign over me. Turn around and look at each other. This is what God's going to use to rule and reign. How many know change is indicated? All right. Who thought it not, Robert? Keep reading.
But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure.
That's the scripture I wanted to end with. Read that scripture again. Now, verse 13.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure.
Read that again.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure.
Read that again.
For it is God which worketh in you.
Now wait. We got to stop. For it is God that does what? Is causing all the things to happen to you. You're saying that's not so. The devil does some of it. I'm saying the devil only does what God lets him do in order to work in you. And what is the purpose of this changing? To cause you to will, can I say change your mind? And to cause you to will to do his will, good pleasure. And all of life's circumstances and all of life's surroundings are based on the fact that God has a plan for you if you would change your will to his will. That plan was written before the foundation of the world. before this age started, that plan was already written in the volume of the book. And it behooves each one of us, and it is necessary for us to begin to search in our hearts, innermost parts, bowels, and also a word that we've recently found, kidneys, in order to find that which is placed there, which is that which was written in that volume of the book, because as soon as you can find it, then you can walk this path with joy. And until you can find what it is, your life is going to continue to be miserable. And would you believe I'm talking to Christians? And I told Christians their life is going to be miserable? Now, most preachers won't teach this and won't talk this way, right? But this one's telling you that I know where you live, and I know that after you've given your heart to Jesus Christ, your soul still troubles you. Come on. Giving the heart to Jesus Christ does not change the soul. You only get that changed in engrafting the Word of God. Now, the way to finally give up on your own will and get His will is to find out what's written in the volume of that book. Then, for the joy that's set before you, you can go ahead and endure what you don't want to have in order to get something better down the road. When I pray for you tonight, I'm going to pray. I'm not going to pray that God will turn up the heat. I'm going to pray that you'll turn up the sensitivity.
Yes.
So He can turn down the heat. So that you can get out of your soul and into the Spirit and find out what God did write in the volume of your book so that you can come to do His will, not your will. Now, when I make this prayer request, I'll be making it for you. You'll be making it for yourself and me. And you will agree with me. I said, and you will agree with me. And I need an overt act on your part right now of a symbol of agreement that when I make the prayer request that I've just articulated, that you'll be in agreement while I make it. Do something. You'll, to show me that you're agreeing with me. Now, how many know that a handshake is a contract?
Yeah.
Well, I'm accepting that wave right now as a contract. I'm waving at you, you're waving at me. Do it again. And by this contract, we're agreeing. Where two or three agreed, what happens? And God hears. It's going to be done. Stand with me while we pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for eyes that see and ears that hear. We pray that every one of these eyes will see spiritual things. Every one of these ears will hear spiritual truths. And that you'll change us from what we are to what we ought to be. And cause us, Lord, to have that mind in us that was also in Christ that will not think it robbery, that we will realize who we are and where we came from. Lord, we everyone agree that the one next to us came from God.
Amen.
And now we'll agree that the one who's standing where we are came from God. Now, it's hard to agree in the soul, and it's impossible to agree in the body, but Lord, we know the truth of the Spirit. So, Lord, we pray that every one of us will know that in spirit there's purpose. We pray that we'll get our minds out of the way, which is our will, change our minds, change our wills, and Lord, we pray that your will be done.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
For your good pleasure.
Yes, Lord.
And cause us to be in harmony with what you're doing so that the things that we have to do will go easier.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray that we'll not be like Israel who knew you by your acts, but we'll be like Moses who knew you by your ways.
Yes, Lord.
Cause us to walk in your ways and not be just responsive to your acts.
Yes,
Lord, in Jesus' name, change every spirit so that every heart here says yes to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Change every soul so that every soul say yes to the Holy Ghost. And every body so that every body stands the candidate for the glory of God the Father in these bodies. And now we pray that every spirit and every soul and every body shall be preserved blameless to the coming of the Lord. In His name we pray. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
For a free catalog of Bible teaching cassettes and books, send your name and address with zip code to David Ebaugh Bible School.